Okay, the next one, homework two. Again, solubility. You know, we're going to see solubility on the third homework set as well. We're going to be talking about solubility. Interest in vitamins is vitamins that are water soluble versus vitamins that are fat soluble. So it's going to keep coming back to us, because if we think about later on, when we're thinking about molecules that may or may not be harmful to us, part of whether or not they're going to be harmful is how much of them, for example, is dissolved in water. If you go out and eat fish, how much mercury is in the fish? Why does mercury build up in fish? You know, why do certain things, molecules, and solubility is a major player in understanding how much of something that can go in. Again, recognizing functional groups. This contains an amide functional group, not an amine. Even though, yes, there is a nitrogen where carbon's bonded to it, there is a C double bond O next to it that we need to be able to recognize that functional group. Talked a fair bit about fats. And again, you know, the same question again in terms of solubility of capsaicin. Cellulose, we talked about cellulose and why we can't digest cellulose, but why some bacteria can digest cellulose. Functional groups, again, the solubility issue in terms of functional groups, and being able to look at the structures. The notes have structures of all of the amino acids, and being able to look at them and to be able to decide, okay, solubility, is it fat soluble, is it water soluble, or is it hydrophobic or hydrophilic? And this we've introduced, when making proteins, we've introduced amino acids, where, I mean, amino acid is a molecule that has both a carboxylic acid and an amine functionality in the same molecule. We saw that the polymers of amino acids, proteins, are made by the condensation reaction involving carboxylic acid functionality of one amino acid and the amine functionality of another amino acid, and they grow to make large structures, where those large structures fold up into the shapes they do due to these, you know, primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary interactions, those parts of the structures. And again, this does have a nitrogen, but it also has the oxygen, so this is the amine functionality. Being able to look at a structure and decide, based on the side chains of what's going on there in the molecule, tripeptide, what are they? And again, we have the functional groups. If you needed to work on this, a question like this on the exam, you'd be given a table of the amino acids. You don't have to memorize the names of the individual amino acids, but knowing whether something is hydrophobic or hydrophilic by looking at it is important. And, you know, getting straight in your mind what primary structure is, secondary structure, tertiary structure, quaternary structure. We were primarily focused on this in the context of proteins. Also plays a role in other things. Plays a role in sugars, in things like cellulose and amylose, where the secondary structure leads to the tertiary structure. One, a helix, the other, this rigid rod, which then stacks, making a quaternary structural feature.